Welcome to Fun Facts About the 50 States. I'm your host, Harvey, and week by week I'll be taking you on a tour around this great nation of ours, providing you with interesting, yet completely useless and probably untrue, information about each of the 50 states. This week it's time to grab your big blue ox and start lumberjacking your way through Bunyan Country, because we're going to Minnesota. So, let's get started. Minnesota became the 32nd state on May 11, 1858, and was originally settled by a lost tribe of Norwegians seeking refuge from the searing heat of Wisconsin's winters. The state flag of Minnesota consists of a blue background upon which sits a design best described as how a 7-year-old city girl would draw a picture titled Life on the Farm. Minnesota gets its name from the Sioux Indian word Manisuta, meaning, no, really, they eat fish soaked in lye. The state song of Minnesota is, someday the Vikings will, never mind. The Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota covers 9.5 million square feet and has enough space to hold 185,000 idiot teenagers yapping away on cell phones. Madison, Minnesota is known as the lutefisk capital of the world. Avoid this city at all costs. The state motto of Minnesota is, where even a man who wears a feather boa can grow up to be governor. Cartoonist Charles M. Schulz was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and was the only artist to accurately depict the perfectly circular heads of Minnesota natives. I'll be back with more fun facts after this. Hi, this is Harvey. I think it's kind of sad that there aren't any worthwhile political candidates out there, so I put together a wish list of the features my dream politician would have. I'd love to be able to vote for someone with the passionate hatred for communism of Ronald Reagan, the powerful mustache of John Bolton, the lack of interest in underage gay sex of, well, everyone except Mark Foley, the infinite alcohol tolerance of Ted Kennedy, and the rugged, manly facial features of Hillary Clinton. But if I can't get any of that, I'd gladly vote for Condi Rice, as long as she's wearing those thigh-high black leather boots of hers. Now, more fun facts about Minnesota. The Hormel Company of Austin, Minnesota produces 6 million cans of Spam a year, even though no one actually eats that crap. The stapler was invented in Swingline, Minnesota by a chubby, mumbling man named Milton in 1999. The city was mysteriously destroyed by fire later that year. Minnesota license plates are blue and white and contain the phrase, "Blizzards on Independence Day, you get used to it." The first fully automatic pop-up toaster was invented in Minneapolis, Minnesota in 1926. Minnesota's stringent bread control laws currently only allow residents to own semi-automatic toasters. Tonka trucks continue to be manufactured in Minnetonka, Minnesota, despite the thousands of G.I. Joe dolls killed by them annually in rollover accidents. No airbags, no seatbelts, these things are death traps, I tell ya! The snowmobile was invented in Rousseau, Minnesota, so as to allow families a means of attending Independence Day picnics. Singer Judy Garland was born in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. All gay men are required by their religion to make a pilgrimage there at least once in their lifetimes. Hookers in Minnesota are easy to spot. They're the ones wearing crotchless parkas. Minnesotans are almost indistinguishable from Wisconsinites. The only way to tell them apart is to ask if they voted for Mondale in 84. Well, that wraps up the Minnesota edition of Fun Facts About the 50 States. Next week, I'll be wearing my S and I keys down to the nubs as I type about Mississippi. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go take a closer look at that chick's parka. Jimmy put the cookies and milk out on the mantelpiece. "Isn't that cute?" said Susan. "Our boy is so wonderful." "It's insane," said Eric. "There's no such thing as Santa Claus." Later that night, Jimmy heard a jingle and a thud. He jumped out of bed and ran downstairs giggling. Santa was in front of the fireplace, his hands on his throat, dead. Jimmy screamed in horror. When Susan and Eric came downstairs, they saw the dead Santa and tried to comfort Jimmy. "I'm so sorry," they told him. "I am too," said Jimmy. "I was trying to poison Daddy."
Hi, this is Harvey. This Thanksgiving, you know what I'm most thankful for? The IMAO podcast crew. Why? Because they're the best group of people I've ever had the pleasure of working with. Except for Sarah Kay, because she won't let me say the word on the podcast. But she's really pretty, so that kind of makes up for it.